Hello, everybody. I'm Kenneth Copeland. This is a Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. Excuse me. During the break, the word of the Lord has come to me. This nation, as other nations of the world, are under attack. The people of the nations do not understand. Ephesians chapter 6. We do. We're told, put on the full armor of God. For we wrestle not with flesh and blood, but with principalities, powers, rulers of the darkness of this world, and wicked spirits in the heavenlies. That's the reason Jesus said there will always be wars and rumors of wars. That's not God's plan. That's the devil's plan. He is a killer. He is a thief. Jesus said he came to steal, to kill, and to destroy. I have come that they might have life and have it more abundantly. And we've been seeing wars and rumors of wars all of these years. I'm old enough to have lived through World War II, the Korean War, Vietnam, and it started all over again because of the times in which we live. We are blessed people to have this covenant book. So on this Friday, after Thanksgiving, this is not Black Friday. I don't know who named that. But let us turn to Psalm 91. I want to point out something here. That most people have not yet caught on to. I want to remind you, in Genesis 17, God appeared to Abram, and he said, the English Bible says, I am Almighty God. He said, I am El Shaddai. I am the God who's more than enough. I will be everything to you as a nation. I will be a father to you. I will be a nurse to you. I will take care of you. I will heal you. I enter into this covenant with you today. Your name will no longer be Abram. It will be Abraham. Entered into a covenant of circumcision. And he changed his name.
Yes.
The covenant name change. That's the first record we have of that. And it's still practiced today. We entered into a covenant of marriage. In Little Rock, Arkansas. Friday, April the 13th, about 8 o'clock in the evening. And Gloria Jean Niece became Gloria Jean Copeland. And we've been married, we've been in constant covenant of love with one another for a little over 60 years. In fact, 60 years and about 6 months.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Now, Psalm 91. He that dwells, lives in the secret place of the Most High. There is no higher than the Most High. Glory to God. Amen. Shall abide under the shadow of Shaddai. Mm-hmm. Abide under the shadow of More Than Enough. This has become known as the soldier's psalm. And soldiers have gone into combat believing this. And commanders given it to their whole company and come out with no casualties because they demanded that they commit to memory every verse. We dwell. We live as born again children of God, wherever you are on the earth, in whatever language you read this psalm. Mm-hmm. We stay there, dwell there. I don't care what's happening in your country. I don't care what's happening in your city or in your neighborhood, in the schools. Teach your children this psalm. You're dwelling in the shadow of the God that's more than enough. Glory to God. Now, anytime you have a continuing disaster, same thing, school shooting, school problem, school this, school that. My spiritual father, Oral Roberts, talked to me about these things. And then Brother Hagin talked about it. The door's been opened to the devil someplace. So you stop blaming people. You stop blaming politicians. They don't know the answer to it either. I do. The same Supreme Court, same one, that they legislated abortion, Roe versus Wade, mm-hmm. same one, same time. One atheist woman. She applied to live in the Soviet Union.
Right.
They wouldn't have her. So she said, well, we'll just have to change America. She had one son. She started in. I don't want my son praying a school prayer. I don't want to see a Bible in that classroom. I don't want to see. She just kept on suing everybody she could think of. That's what opened the door to the schools.
Yes.
Now let's close it.
Yes.
Madeline O'Hare. The son she was all worried about got born again and she disowned him. Really sweet guy. But it's time the truth be known.
Amen.
And close that door.
Amen.
The door of Roe versus Wade has been closed.
Yes.
But it's time for the body of Christ to close this one.
Yes.
And make that public. Get it right back out there. I remember when I was a little boy, we would come to school in the morning. We did the Pledge of Allegiance. And we enjoyed that. And our teacher would ask anyone if they would like to pray. Well, everybody in there raised their hands. And so she would let someone pray, and then she would pray. But the Bible was a revered book.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my goodness. It was something that, and all of my teachers, all of them, all the way up, were all Christians.
Hmm.
And the Bible was very important to them. And they didn't mind punishing us. It didn't hurt our little, it didn't give us our little selves a bad attitude. It straightened our attitudes out. I remember one teacher, Al Ainfree, I'm telling you, she and her sister, Pete Webb, they were both friends of my mother's. And she'd say, if you have to spank him, but you tell me and I'm going to spank him when he gets home. Pretty well straightened my little self up.
Sure.
And I remember one time, Al Ainfree said, Kenneth, you know better than do what you did. I said, yes, ma'am. She said, you just come back after class. I knew I was in trouble. Hey, I was a seventh grader. She bent me over her desk and got her big old paddle, both hands, one lick, and lifted me up off of the
Yeah.
I was decidedly different in Mrs. Free's class. I didn't respect her less. I respected her more.
Yeah.
Because after class, everything's all right. She didn't correct me in front of everyone else. She just said, would you see me after class? That was before Madeline O'Hare. Now, we've had nearly 50 years of her.
Mm-hmm.
She wound up being kidnapped. Oh, God. And I'm thinking that when she was kidnapped, took her out in the desert, and this would have been a really good time for her to cry out to God, because people like her, most atheists, are running from God in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
Because we don't know, I don't personally know enough about her background to know that, but I know what it did to this in the Supreme Court. We're coming back under the shadow of the Most High. Glory to God. And I'm looking forward to the day that we stand in a classroom and read this to high school students. I'd do it anyway. With long life, He'll satisfy you and show you His salvation. Amen. But I want you to see that in the shadow of Shaddai. And I like to put it like God said it, in the shadow of El Shaddai.
Mm-hmm.
In His shadow. We live there. But El Shaddai is my Father. Amen.
Look at verse 2. I will say.
I will say.
Words have containers.
Mm-hmm.
I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge, my fortress, my God, in Him will I trust. Now I wrote out there, faith.
Yes.
Hebrew word for trust is emunah. That's the word for faith in Hebrew. So in Him, I'll have faith where I have trust. Because that's what that word means in Hebrew. Trust, that word for trust is the word we use for faith in the Hebrew. So I will say of the Lord, He's my faith. He's the source of my faith. My now, faith is in Him.
And you come over here at this 90th Psalm.
Mm-hmm.
Now, am I correct in saying this says prayer of Moses, the man of God?
Yes.
Am I correct in saying when a psalm is not identified, it's attributed to the one before it?
Okay.
So, the 91st psalm answers the 90th.
Sure.
Because Moses is lamenting. He's interceding in the 90th psalm. That The days of our years are 70, and if by reason of strength they're 80, and that the strength and labor and sorrow. He's lamenting that their days are being cut short because of disobedience. And it came down to the place where he had, God told Moses, no, nobody over 20 is getting out of here. They're all going to die.
Well, he was certainly known about the plagues.
Oh, yes.
In 10, he talks all about plagues.
See, all of that is in this 91st Psalm. Because it refers to the plagues. It refers to all of those things that were going on all that time. And then he talks about the adder and the young lion.
Well, Abraham was introduced to El Shaddai, as you just mentioned a moment ago. Moses was introduced to God as I am.
Yes.
I am means, in the Hebrew, I will be whatever I need to be. This is what this Psalm 91 is. If I need to be this, I'll be this. I'll be a pillar. Yes. I'll be a cloud. I'll be water out of a rock. I'll be manna falling from heaven. I'll be quail. I'll be whatever I need to be for you. It's what I'm going to be. It's an extension of El Shaddai.
Now, God had the authority to make it. He didn't say, you're going to become. He said, I have made you a father of many nations. I have made you that. He already had done that. So now Abraham had to receive it by faith and call himself father of many nations.
Yes.
So when God entered covenant with him and changed his name and put his name in the middle, then every time he said his name, he said father of many nations. And here's this old man going around saying father of many nations, and he has no children.
And Sarah's calling him that, and everybody around him's calling him that.
So what's he doing? Well, it says it in the 4th chapter of the book of Romans. Shall we look?
Let's look.
Oh, Lord God, that's good. This is where faith comes in here. Romans chapter 4. And verse 13, for the promise that he should be heir of the world was not to Abraham or to his seed through the law, but through the righteousness of faith. For if they which are of the law be heirs, faith is made void, and the promise made of none effect. Because the law worketh wrath, where no law is, there's no transgression. That's the reason God didn't kill Cain.
That's it.
For murder. There wasn't anything against it. And that's the reason this book had to be written. There had to be law.
That's right. That's right.
It began as the law and the promise, the prophets. So God established commandments of law.
Without the law, we would have never recognized Jesus.
No.
Because it points to him. Everything points
Everything
to him.
Everything does.
Yeah, you'd have missed him.
Therefore, it is of faith,
yes,
that it might be by grace, to the end the covenant promise might be sure to all the seed, not to that only which is of the law, but to that also which is of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. As it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations. Before him, or the cross reference says, like unto him. I like to say it this way. Right in God's face. Who, even God, who quickeneth the dead and calls those things which be not as though they were.
Yes.
God said, I have made you a father of many nations, and he wasn't. But his will was, and his plan was, so he had the authority to make him the father of many nations. Yeah.
He made a covenant with a man and a family The family through time became a nation. This is Moses, back to Psalm. That now that covenant extends to a nation. Then inside the nation, we'll go to a family again.
Yes.
Back to David. And we're part of that family now in the covenant of Abraham.
And God had the authority to do that.
Yes, he did have the authority.
Now, I always enjoy this type. Napoleon, as you know, is a small man in stature, so he rode the biggest horse that he could find always. And he was reviewing the troops, and that big horse bolted. And this young man just stepped out from the ranks and caught the reins of that horse and steadied him down. Napoleon said, "Thank you, Captain." He said, "Sir, but I'm but a private." "No, sir." "Thank you, Captain. You will review the troops with me." Suddenly, he's a captain. Why? Napoleon had the authority to make him a captain.
Yes. Yes.
Now, Robert Scott, the man that wrote "God Is My Co-Pilot," he was an outstanding pilot, and flying was just his thing. Well, the war was getting going, and it was... And the general said, "Scotty, I need you to be a colonel." Well, he was a major in the Army Air Force. He said, "I need you to be a colonel." And then later he gave him his wings. You know, a colonel is...
Yeah, the bird.
Is a bird. Yeah. Call him a bird, a colonel, with their eagle's wings. And he gave him... See, he had the authority. He made him a colonel. He didn't come rank by rank. He needed to come to... He was a major. He needed to come through lieutenant colonel and then become a colonel. No. The general didn't need a lieutenant colonel. He needed a colonel because of command. He needed someone with full command to step into this office.
That's right.
God needed someone in full command to develop him a nation.
Yeah.
And he made him the father of many nations.
Yes, sir. That's beautiful.
And out of all of that, what was it all about to begin with? The blessing of the Lord.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
The first sound a human ear ever heard was the blessing.
Mm.
We know what Adam did with it. Came down through the years. The blessing was on Joseph. The blessing was Abraham. It's called Abraham's blessing then after that. Isaac, Jacob, Joseph, Jesus, as he left, he blessed them.
That's right.
We are the blessed ones, and we're out of time again today. Oh, glory to God.
Prepare for your future in life and in ministry at Kenneth Copeland Bible College. Learn the life and spiritual skills you need to develop faith, integrity, and excellence in every aspect of your life. Be intensely discipled alongside other like-minded believers and grow your community. Apply yourself practically to ministry through class electives designed to develop your gifts. Internships and mentoring opportunities provide you with a strong foundation for ministry or to continue your education. Get equipped for your calling, enter into your mission field confidently, and teach others to do the same. Graduate as an available voice to carry the legacy of faith into your life and ministry.
You're a voice of victory wherever you go. You are His representative in the earth, and you are authorized to use His name.
To find out more, go to kcbiblecollege.org. Apply today.
Friday is offering day on the Believer's Voice of Victory, and I want to read this passage from Galatians chapter 6. "Let him that is taught in the word communicate unto him that teacheth in all good things. Be not deceived. God is not mocked, for whatever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. You've heard the word preached this week. Now take hold of those promises in your own life. Thank you, partners, for your continued prayers and financial support. Your giving has helped spread the gospel and send the uncompromised word of faith from the top of the world to the bottom and all the way around the middle on every available voice. People around the globe are hearing the word through the TV broadcast, the magazine, website, social media, events, teaching products, Brother Copeland's partner letters, Kenneth Copeland Bible College, and much, much more. Because of you and the faithfulness of Jesus, generations of families have been changed forever. Now bow your head with me as I pray for you as you've given today. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you are a covenant God. We thank you that you watch over every giver. And Lord, you have blessed this ministry to be able to take the word of faith from the top to the bottom and all the way around the middle. And I pray over everyone who has given that their households will be blessed in Jesus' name. Amen. The word of the Lord came to Brother Copeland. 2022 is the year of correction, direction, protection, and perfection in the spirit, soul, and body, in finances, churches, and government.
Jesus said, "These signs, S-I-G-N-S, shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They'll speak with new tongues, take up serpents," and so forth. Signs. Sign, sign, signature. That's his signature in our lives as believers. I got this from Rick Renner, and it is, I tell you, it's just eating me alive. Amen. Thank you, Rick Renner. You've done it again. We are authorized and commissioned to lay hands on the sick and they'll recover. And it's Jesus' signature when we do it.
Amen.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Woo. Maybe we need to do a week on that.
Amen. Yeah.
Wait till healing school gets here. Glory to God. Well, bless your heart. I'm so glad we could spend this 2 weeks together.
Thank you.
Hey, guy.
Thank you.
You did it again, brother. You just opened a whole bunch of stuff up to us.
Thank you.
As usual. Hasn't this been wonderful?
Thank you.
Maybe you need to get into Gacy BC and get in his class.
Yes. Amen.
Well, listen to this. Our God loves you. We love you. Together now. And Jesus is Lord. Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you for sowing into Kenneth Copeland Ministries. To give by text, text the letters KCM to 36609.